Yesterday, whilst we were having our discussion and speaking, with regards to yesterday's subject, I want to discuss some matters, and possibly you will remember the subject that we discussed yesterday, and we were talking about the rahmah of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's blessings, at which time do they descend upon a person. So that verse of the Qur'an that we were discussing, we realize from that verse that the more a person has the fear of Allah, the fear of Allah, the khawf of Allah in his heart, the more rahmah, mercy and blessings of Allah are attained. And the method is this, that as a person's khawf increases, the fear of Allah increases, then Allah Ta'ala on that level gives that person the amal, the ability to perform deeds. And due to those good deeds, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is invited. And I gave the example that this majlis of dhikr, this gathering of dhikr, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this gathering, at this time we are in the same position as yesterday. Alhamdulillah, everyone say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, that this Allah has again given us the tawfiq to come to this majlis, this gathering. And from the hadith I mentioned that Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah has narrated this hadith, included this hadith in his kitab, that how the rahmah of Allah descends on the gathering of dhikr. Now, to continue on that point, what I'd like to say is that the more Allah's rahmah increases and increases and descends, then Allah Ta'ala's qurb also increases and increases to this extent that the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah comes onto a person so much that Allah Ta'ala makes that person his friend. And these are those awliya Allah due to whom Allah Ta'ala's friends, who we call the awli Allah, the walis of Allah, alhamdulillah, our aqabirin, our pious elders, we have great names that we keep on hearing. Hazrat Rashid Gongohi rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Nonotwi rahmatullah, Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah, Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayh, whose words and experiences, if we share and we keep speaking out, you cannot tire and you cannot get exhausted. So these are all the awli Allah, the friends of Allah, the friends of Allah. And obviously that the basis of the friendship with Allah was what? The rahmah of Allah, the blessings of Allah. Just like the Quran has mentioned, imagine how much rahmah of Allah they had, that they were close to Allah. So what we need to see is that what amal was it that drew them close to Allah? What amal was it? Which action? Remember? Because mashallah, we all want to become the friends of Allah, don't we? So we should realize and learn so we can grip that amal, so we can practice that amal. So we should increase our khawf to that level so that Allah gives us the tawfiq to do the amal, the capacity to do that amal. So much fear of Allah should come in our heart that Allah gives us the tawfiq to do that action, that we can do those amal which give us the rahmah of Allah. But it seems that when a person is a wali of Allah, the mulukat, his ibadat, his waking up in the night, his mujahidat, his striving, making effort, his voluntary fasts, his recitation of Quran, these are the things that we see, isn't it? We say that due to this person's a wali of Allah, isn't it? And this is the reason that through these amal, he has got a lot of mercy and blessings of Allah, that he's become a wali of Allah. But this in reality is not the case. This is not so. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala himself has stated clearly that the amal, the action, which is a great action, I mean, ibadat is good, worship is good, but the genuine article, in terms of the genuine article as an action, is a greater action than ibadat. And that in reality is the glory of the awliya Allah, is the status and the quality of the awliya. And due to this amal, this action, they have a close, special connection with Allah, due to which they've become the walis of Allah. And what is that amal that the Quran speaks about, mentions? Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. So one of this verse that I recited yesterday, I'm now reciting the first part of this verse. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Allah says that all believers are brothers together with each other, amongst each other. They are all brethren. Now, what we need to see here is that the status of a brother is high. It is great. In other words, a blood relationship the blood relationship such that if your brother has pain, then you also feel the pain. You become distressed. If you realize, hey, then you'd buy a ticket, take a loan out, though I need to buy a ticket, go, my brother is unwell, he's not well, he's ill. And this is the blood relationship. Allah Ta'ala has created such a bond due to that blood that automatically there's love between the brother's mother, father, children, and from those, that same mother, there are two children. And the two children have brotherly love, or sister and brother, etc. This is a fitrah, natural thing that has made the bond between people. Allah Ta'ala says that in reality, these are the blood relations we're talking about, but there's a relationship greater than this, higher than this, stronger than this. And what is that relationship? How great will that be? And how strong will that love be? And what is that relationship? Allahu Akbar. That is the relationship of love. Due to Iman, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasul, the relations due to the Kalima, belief, Iman. This is what Allah Ta'ala is mentioning here. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ Allah says, all believers are but brethren, true brothers. The relationship, the relation of Iman is such a strong bond. This relationship due to Iman, it is much, much stronger and full of love than the blood relations. So Allah Ta'ala has created the blood relations, and there's love and bond between those relations. But Allah Ta'ala says that the relationship due to Iman is greater, powerful more than this. That we didn't even know that mu'mins have such love between them. Allah says that the bond of Iman is greater and stronger than the blood relationship, brothers. And these are the true brothers who recite kalima. We recite the kalima. We don't know each other. We are traveling somewhere. Yes, understand the point. And somebody's got some trouble, an issue, and we realize that he's a mu'min, and your heart should feel some pain. You should give some sacrifice for that person, give some effort for that person, because you know that if someone is your brother, you help him. But this is greater than the blood relation. But why don't we do this? Why don't we feel this? Why don't we have this amal? Because we don't have khawf in our hearts. We don't have the khawf of Allah in our hearts. We don't have the fear of Allah in our hearts. That's why we cannot reach to this stage. So how will Allah's rahmah come then? So this is the point we need to understand. This one ibadah, Allah says, this is that ibadah, that worship which is called husni akhlaq, the good akhlaq, the good conduct and manners and behavior. After ibadah, Allah says that this standard and this practice, if a person is good akhlaq, then he is most deserved of my rahmah. And this is the quality in the awliya Allah, the walis of Allah. That if you see any wali of Allah, if you take their history and their lives, I don't have time, otherwise I'd give you examples of our qabirin, our pious predecessors, that permanently this was embedded in their lifestyles. Permanent. It was clearly demonstrated in their lives, inward and outward, that they had love to the utmost level with the makhluk and creation, and they gave lots of sacrifices to help people. How they used to look after people and try to assist people. So this is the biggest asset of a mu'min, that if we don't have this feeling for others, that one Muslim, a person, a believer, is a brother of another mu'min, of another believer. He's a brother. Allah is saying this in the Quran. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated in a hadith, there's a sahih hadith in which it has been narrated that such a great example this is, that what is the relationship between us all and how we should be. We don't even look back at each other to see if the person's okay. But Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that your relationship between each other, O mu'minun, is that, you know, the body. If we take the whole body, then the ummah is like a body. And if one part of the body has pain, then obviously the rest of the body feels that pain, isn't it? Subhanallah. And this is the reality of Islam, that the mu'min, the brother, if one person who's a Muslim has pain, difficulty, then the other Muslim should not feel satisfied. He should not feel ease, satisfaction. He should tremble and worry that why is there pain and difficulty with this brother of mine? And until that doesn't go, I'm not going to relax. And when I have this feeling, then subhanAllah, consider that your heart has been made with the fadl of Allah. Your dhikr has benefited you. And you are now traveling to your destination. And this is a special point that we have to note. Let's make a note of this. Alhamdulillah, ibadat is good, worship is good, mujahid is good. But the destination is reached by that person who is worried about haqqul ibad, who has got akhlaq, manners, good conduct in society with others around him. And he can understand that he's traveling on that right path. Now, just like he stated in a hadith, that a Muslim, a person, can he hope from another Muslim that he pains another Muslim? Or he does dhulm on another person, or he oppresses another person, or he gives distress to another person, or he shares a person's defects with another person. Can a person do this with his brother? Can he say, oh, my daughter's like this? Will he say himself, my son's doing this? Will he say that my brother did this, or he did these sins? He'll put a veil. Can, for example, if someone says, oh, I saw your brother doing this. He says, no, this wasn't the case. Oh, it was like this. He didn't really do this, or he didn't mean it. Isn't this the case of a relationship, relatives, blood relatives? If someone says bad about the relatives, you'll try to hide that person's defects. But here, there's a bigger relationship, the Muslim, the believer. And what is our way of treating the fellow believers? Ibadat? Yes, we'll have a lot. Alhamdulillah. We will be practicing and worshipping. And we'll think that we're friends of Allah and that we're walis of Allah, because I'm doing big worship actions. But if I don't have this feeling in me, if my heart is not soft, and I don't have regard and love and care for others, then I cannot claim to have the true iman. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stated a hadith in Mishkat that the mu'min, the believer, who has iman, or a Muslim, can he give pain to another person? Allah's Nabi said, can a Muslim pain another person? Can a Muslim give distress to another person? Can a Muslim put another person in difficulty? Rather, he will fulfill the needs of a person. He will make a person's issues a distant memory. He will resolve all the difficulties of the person. He will assist that person. He will put that person's sins and defects behind the veil. He will hide the defects of another person. And this is the way a Muslim treats other people. Acts with other people. What a great statement. What a great ideology. What a great platform. So brothers, we need to think here. We need to think that there's a sign that if our heart is pure, that do I have fear of Allah in my heart? Do I have fear of Allah in my life? And then this is the gauge, the measurement. Allah Ta'ala is telling us Himself that this is the way to measure. That look at your hearts. وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ Allah says, do you want my rahmah? Do you want my blessings? Then create your heart's purity like this. Make your heart, your iman, on a strong position. That you should have love for the makhluk, the creation of Allah. So this is the manzil, this is the destination, and this is the action that will take us to the destination. May Allah Ta'ala make our qulub such, our hearts, that our hearts should contain love. We shouldn't be hard-hearted. We should think, what am I doing? When I speak about someone else, I should think, what am I saying about this person? Such a big sin I'm doing. Why am I doing this? This is guna azim. This is a major sin that I'm implementing. But we don't take care, we're not cautious, we're not careful about this. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated in a hadith, ajeeb, beautiful, unique hadith if we look at it. He stated that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that, shall I tell you an action greater than sadaqah, fasting, salah? Shall I tell you something greater than this? That will give you a higher stage and status than these three actions can give. Fasting, sadaqah and salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I tell you an action that will give you higher level and stayed in this? And as Abu Darda radhiyallahu anhu said, the commander said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us, what is the action? Rasulullah replied, the action is what? Is what? Subhanallah. Is that with your fellow Muslim brother to have love and akhlaq and regard and care. Subhanallah. This akhlaq is then beyond and higher than those other ibadat actions in level, in reward. Why? Why is it higher? Because for this reason that Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy comes the most at that time when a person, a human being, assists another human being, helps another human being. And the hadith is stated that when a person, a Muslim, helps the needs and issues, resolves the issues of another person, that Allah Ta'ala says, I will keep on helping you, O you who assisted the other. I will keep on assisting you, Allah says. Imagine how Allah Ta'ala's link is created with that person who assists others. Who helps others. So if a Muslim brother asks you, please do dua for me, or you see that he's got problems, and you raise your hands for him and you do dua, and he hasn't even said to you, he's got distress, issue, worries, problems, predicament, calamity, issues, and you do dua for him in his absence, and then Allah Ta'ala assigns an angel, and the angel says, Ameen, on the dua of that person. And he says, may Allah also give you the good thing that you're asking for your fellow brother. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. It's a great, great action, my friends. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that from our hearts, let's look into our hearts, that in our hearts, that has our heart improved to this extent that I care for my fellow brethren? Do I have this much fear in my heart? Alhamdulillah, I have love for people. I put myself forward to assist others. I start to respect others. I know how to remove their problems, how to help them in their time of need. I know how to mete out justice. Then we can consider, if we have this, that the heart condition is improving with the fadl wala, and Allah's qurb is being attained. And all effort, if a person is making, he doesn't have this feeling, condition of the heart, then that human being will fail. That individual will fail. And what will he get in the court, from the court of Allah? Let's do dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, the effort we're making, the dhikr, adhkar we're doing, we pray salah, worship. Allah, please give us this status that we can reach to the destination with safety and success. May Allah give us such a heart in which there is the fear of Allah. And alongside, in parallel with the khawf, let us do those deeds, practice those deeds that attain Allah ta'ala's rahmah, mercy. Ameen.